Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David Mercer, the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of the 12th Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 13, 2018, on our CBAT 28, 2021. We're going to start our first service today with the title, Savior Like a Shepherd, Meet Us. Savior like a shepherd, lead us, lush beneath thy tender care. In thy pleasant pasture, feed us, for our use our foes prepare. Blessed Joshua, thou boughtest thine behold. Blessed Joshua, thou hast brought us thine behold. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep the flock from sin, befriend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Joshua, he'll hear us when we pray. Blessed Joshua, he'll hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Joshua, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Joshua, early let us turn to thee. Early let us seek the favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed King and only Savior, with the love our bosoms fill. Blessed Joshua, as loved us, love us still. Blessed Joshua, as loved us, love us still. Be ye therefore perfect, parts 5, Proverbs chapter 26. It says that as snow in the summer and as rain in the harvest, so honor is not sin before a fool. As a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according unto his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according unto his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. The legs of the lamb are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. It says, the great Yahweh that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. For the slothful man said, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom, it grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passes by and meddles with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. As a madman who attaches firebrands, arrows, and death, so is a man that deceiveth his neighbor. And Shane, am I not in sport? Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. As coals are to the burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips and layeth up deceits within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hated those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Boast not thyself. Okay, that's the end of chapter 26. Let's go right on into 27, Proverbs. Verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. A stranger, and not thine own lips. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but he is able to stand before envy. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry show every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by the heavy, hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproaches me. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. He that blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dropping is a very rainy day, and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which bereadeth itself. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of a man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. That is a finding pot for silver, and a furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Though thou shouldest bray a fool and a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation? The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And thou shalt have goats, milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance of thy maiden. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a lion many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresses the poor is like a weeping, sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Yeshua shall understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways. Though he be rich, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. But he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searches him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doeth violence unto the blood of any person shall flee to the pit, let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect to persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth at the tongue. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and said, here is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth of strife, but he that putteth his trust in Yahweh shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walketh wisely he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoices his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. The king by the judgment establishes the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. A man that fighteth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. A wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. The ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. A poor and a deceitful man meet together, the assured light of both their eyes. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give thee delight unto thy soul. We're in Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Keepeth the law, happy is he. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than of him. He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length. An angry man stirreth at strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Whoso is partnered with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewrayeth it not. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in Yeshua shall be saved. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from Yeshua. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. It says in chapter 30, Proverbs, verse 1, the words of Agur, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Athiel, even unto Athiel and Ucal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Okay, now here it is. It's talking about, you're asking the question, who are the father and the son of these that have created all these things? And we know what it is, Yahweh and Yahusha, sure, his son. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Had thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Okay, he said, add not. As the two things have I required of thee, deny me them not, before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food, convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is Yeshua? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my Elohim in vain. I curse not the servant unto his master, lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. Here is a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation of how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as sores, and their jaw are teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among the men. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, there are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things, say not, it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. There be three things, which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not, the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he is filled with meat. For an odious woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ant are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The cronies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth all of them by band. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. There be three things which go well, yea, four are comely and joined. A lion which is strongest above my beasts, and turneth not away for any. A greyhound, and he goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. End of Proverbs 30. Let us go on to 31, verse 1. For the words of the king Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, what my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vow? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of the heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all such as are appointed unto destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor. And needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth the vineyard. She girded her loins with strength, and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by the night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is a law of counted. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and entereth not the and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and praised her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth Yahshua, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. That ends the book of Proverbs. Now let's go into Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah now. We're dealing with that word, be ye therefore perfect. And in the book of Isaiah, 66 chapters, we have the word perfect is used in chapter 18, 26, 38, 42. So, in four places, in four chapters, the word perfect is used. And we're going to go into Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. Rather yet, I'm just going to do those four chapters that has the word perfect in them, starting with Isaiah 18. It says, woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sendeth ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes, upon the water, saying, go ye, swift messengers, to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning, hitherto a nation meted out and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye, when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains, and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. For so the Yahshua said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon herbs, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For the harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall both cut off the sprigs with the pruning hooks and take away and cut down the branches. They shall be left together unto the fowls of the mountains and to the beasts of the earth, and the fowl shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. In that time shall the present be brought unto the Yahshua of the host, of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning. Hitherto a nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers are spoiled, to the place of the name of the Yahshua of the host, the Mount Zion. For the burden of Egypt, behold, Yahshua riseth upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. Now this is Isaiah 19, I just read verse 1. Alright, let's now go to Isaiah 26. It says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation unto Elohim, a point for walls and bulwarks. Salvation will the Yahweh, a point for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. There you have it right there. The one that keepeth the truth may enter in. Isaiah 60, verse 11. It says that, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, meaning the wealth of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Thou wilt keep him in the perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Yahshua forever, for the Yahshua Messiah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Isaiah 25:12. It says that, and the fortress of the high, fortress of thy wall, shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even unto the dust. Just read that. Isaiah 26, verse 6. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, and the way of thy judgments, O Yeshua, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed unto the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the upright will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Yeshua. Okay, in John 5:37-38, it talks about this. John 5:30-38. See, John, what did I say? John 5:37-38. Okay, it says that, and the Father himself, which has sent me, this is Yeshua talking, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Then in John 8:18, it talks about that point. It says, I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Back to John 5:38, it says, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you believe not. And that's in John 3:17 as well. It says that, for Yahweh sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then in John 12:47, it talks about that some more. It says that, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. And it goes on in verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John 13. Now before the feast of Passover, when Yeshua knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the Simon's son, to betray him, Yeshua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from Yahweh and went to Yahweh, he rises from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Yahweh, dost thou wash my feet? Yeshua answered and said unto him,
it's Yeshua.
Dost thou wash my feet? This is in John 13:7. Yeshua answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Yeshua answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Master, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Yeshua saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. So Yeshua is telling them that they're clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. All right, now let's go back to where we left off here in Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26:11. Yahweh, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy of the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah 29:23 adds to that. It says, but when he seeth his children the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and shall fear the Yahweh of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. There's a need for learning doctrine here. Okay, it says in Isaiah 30, woe to the rebellious children, saith Yahshua, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Isaiah 29:15 talks about that as well. It says that, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Yahshua, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turnings of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as the forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of the obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Yahshua, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him, that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore thus saith Yeshua, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob. This is the house of David today. Jacob shall not be now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, he shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. That would be the leader of the house of David, and shall fear the Elohim of Israel, or the King of Israel, Yahshua. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understand, and they that murmur shall understand doctrine. All right, that was Isaiah 29, verse 15, once again through 24. Isaiah 26, verse 14. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Yahshua, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Yahshua in trouble, have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer, and that chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child, that draweth near the time for a delivery, is in pain, and crieth out in her pain, so have we been in thy sight, O Yahshua. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with thy dead body, shall they arise, awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Yahshua cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Well, this is where we're at today. The earth is being uncovered. I'm going to read that again, that verse 21 of Isaiah 26. It says, for behold, the Yahshua cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And he has come out of his place, and he has Donald Trump as his general that is going before him, that's carrying out his first injunction to start the destruction of the inhabitants of the earth. All right, this is the end of Isaiah 26. Now we go fast forward to Isaiah 38. And we got dealing with that word perfect. They said, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith Yeshua, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto Yeshua, said, Remember now, O Yeshua, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in the truth, and with a perfect heart, with a perfect heart now, and have done that which is good in thy sight, and Hezekiah wept sore. And came the word of Yeshua and Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith Yeshua, Yahweh the Elohim of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city, and this shall be a sign unto thee from the Yeshua, that the Yeshua will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down, and the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees backwards, so the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness, I said in the cutting off of my day, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Yeshua, even the Yeshua, in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even unto night wilt thou make an end of me. I reckon till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even unto night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward, O Yeshua. I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Yeshua, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of the corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. Yeshua was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my songs unto the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of Yeshua. For Isaiah had said, Let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, What is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Yeshua? Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 38. Let's go into Isaiah 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth the judgment unto the Gentiles. Who is this servant? This is antitypical David. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto the tree. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith Yahweh, Thus saith the Yahweh the Elohim, He that created the heaven and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit unto them that walk therein. I, the Yahweh, have called thee in the righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentile, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in the darkness out of the prison house. And Yahshua, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Now then my praise to graven imagery. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto Yahshua a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, that the wilderness of the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains, let them give glory unto the Yahshua and declare his praise in the island. Yahshua, for the Yahshua shall go forth as a mighty man, he shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. This is talking about Donald Trump as well. He's such a person that that is filling this very type of description here. It says, for the Yahshua shall go forth as a mighty man. Well, Donald Trump has gone forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy. He's stirred up jealousy all over the world. Like a man of war. He's like a man, Donald Trump's like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemy. And Donald Trump is prevailing against his enemies right and left. Everywhere. In the Congress. Over the Democrats. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their earth. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, and they shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Yahshua's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahshua is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Okay, so he said he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for prey, and none delivereth, for spoil, and none say restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hear and hear, hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahshua, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of the battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, that he knew not, and it burned him. Yet he laid it not to heart. That's the end of Isaiah chapter 42. Now, our next chapter and book that deals with perfection will have to be in Ezekiel. And we've done that before. We've done that Ezekiel before. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 27 already and see what we got there. It says, the word of Yahweh came, Yahshua, the word of Yahshua the Son came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, take up a lamentation for the Tyrus. And saying to Tyrus, O thou that art citiate at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many isles. Thus saith Yahshua, Messiah, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am a perfect beauty. Okay, so now it says, I'm a perfect beauty. The borders are in the midst of the seas, and thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy ships boards of fir trees of senior, and they have taken cedars from Lebanon to make mats for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Shittim. Fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt. What is that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail? Blue and purple from the isles of the Elisha was that which covered thee. For the inhabitants of the Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tarsus, that were in thee were thy pilots. Okay, the ancients of Gebal and the wise men thereof were in thee. Thy caulkers, all the ships of the sea with the mariners, were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. They of Persia and of Lud and of Put were in thine army. Thy men of war, they hang the shield and helmet in thee. They set forth the comeliness. The men of Arvad with thine army were upon thy walls round about, and the Gamma Madems were in thy towers. They hang their shields upon thy walls round about. They have made thy beauty perfect. Is that word perfect again? Tarshish was thy merchant. This is talking about Babylon, actually. By reason of the multitude of all kind of riches. With silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded in thy fairs. Avan, Tubal, and Meshach, they were thy merchants. They traded the people, they traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. They of the house of Togarmah traded in thy fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many owls were the merchandise of thine hand. They brought thee for a present horns of the ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with the emeralds, purple, and broidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchant. They traded in thy marker, wheat of Minnith, and Panag, and honey, and oil, and balm. Damascus was thy merchant, and the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches in the wine of Helbon, and white wool. Then also in Avan, going to and fro, occupied in thy fairs. Bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. Dedan was thy merchant, and the precious clothes for the chariot. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee, and the lambs and rams and goats, and these were they thy merchants. For the merchants of Sheba and the Ramah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with the chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Canaan and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher and Chilmad were thy merchants. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar among thy merchants. The ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market. And thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the sea. Thy rowers were brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of the seas. Thy riches and thy fairs, thy merchandise, thy mariners, and thy pilots, thy caulkers, and the occupiers of thy merchandise, and all men of war that are in thee, and in all thy company which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of thy ruin. This is talking about in the day of the ruin of Babylon. When she finally falls, we'll read Revelation 17:18. He says, "For the suburb shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilots, and all that handle the oar, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ships. They shall stand upon the land, and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust upon their head. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and gird them with the sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with the bitterness of the heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyrus?" In other words, what city is like Babylon, like to be destroyed in the midst of the sea? Question mark. "When thy words went forth out of the seas, thou fillest many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. In the time when thou shalt be broken by the sea, in the depths of the waters thy merchandise and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. All the inhabitants of the isle shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more." This brings the end of our study. This is our contest at the 11th hour corners, number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Our servant risen Savior is in the world today. I know that He is living, forever been my Savior. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Yahshua lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Yahshua lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Yahshua the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. Another is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Yahshua lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along the narrow way. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. He asks me how.